morning when you wake up. I like to.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
And this is Connor.
Okay, so I don't know about you guys, but I have a really ugly bathroom and nothing matches in it. So
I can understand. A house I lived in had a very small bathroom and very old.
Oh, yeah? Did it need an update?
Well, it probably did. And I don't know, maybe it did now. And that's what we're talking about today, a bathroom update.
That's right. So we're talking about kind of redecorating or changing your bathroom.
To make it new again, right?
That's right.
So we have a dialogue today between a designer, like a home or interior designer.
That's right. And her client today.
Which is just like her customer, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Sounds good. So, Carter, I heard that you are interested in redoing your bathroom.
That's right. My guest bathroom is a little outdated, so I'd like to give it an update.
You've come to the right place. Let me show you some designs.
Ooh, I love the sink and the tiles in those shower rooms. I also like that there's a separate bathtub and marble floors.
It is nice, isn't it? But if you like luxury, we also have jacuzzis.
Oh, I definitely like luxury, but my place is a little cramped, so space-saving designs are probably a safer choice.
In that case, I suggest you go with an automated Japanese toilet seat.
Wow, it has so many features. It's got a bidet, heated seats, and a noisemaker?
Yeah, that's for if you have trouble going.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I need that, but I like everything else. So I'll take it.
Great choice. Once you've tried it, you can't live without it.
So Chelsea is talking to Carter, and she's the designer, and she says, I heard that you're interested in redoing your bathroom.
So he's interested, basically, in changing it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So you can see the word here, redoing. It's kind of like re, which means again, right?
That's right.
And do.
Which means to do it again.
Yeah. So do your bathroom again. This is a word we use a lot for when you make something new and in your house, right? Like you change your room to make it seem or feel new.
That's right. So often they redo the decorations. Or they just basically change the furniture.
Yeah. You change the furniture. You can paint the walls a new color. It's a really nice thing to do to your house, to redo your house.
And you can redo your kitchen, you can redo your floor, and basically any room in the house.
Yeah, I mean, it could even be for almost anything. Like if your teacher gets your homework and it's really bad and your teacher says, redo your homework, do it again.
Yeah, in some cases, you can even redo your exam.
Yeah, you can redo your exam. So this is what Carter is doing. His guest bathroom is a little outdated.
Yeah, so the guest bathroom, this is kind of the bathroom that you have that is probably not in a bedroom. It is usually near a common area, and it is for your guests.
Yeah, so if you invite your friends or your cousins or little kids to your house, you don't want them going into your bedroom's bathroom. So they have a guest bathroom, and usually the guest bathroom doesn't have a shower, right?
No, it usually doesn't.
Right, just a simple bathroom with a toilet and a sink. So this bathroom is a little outdated. So what about this word?
Outdated. This kind of means like out of style or out of fashion.
Yeah. It's really just old, right?
That's right.
It's so old that we don't use it anymore. Like, for example, those old flip phones.
Those are really outdated.
Yeah, they're super outdated. Maybe your grandparents use them, and that's fine. But yeah, for me, they're outdated. Or even like a doctor, the way doctors, when they do surgery, some of the ways they do that are outdated because they have new kind of technology to use it now.
That's right. We also frequently talk about outdated traditions.
Yeah, outdated traditions that we don't need anymore.
Or don't want to follow.
Or we don't want to follow, for sure. Yeah, outdated ideas.
Okay, but since it's outdated, he wants to give it an update.
Right. So you can see outdate. We don't say in date, we say update. Update is correct.
That's right. An update can be a verb or a noun.
Right, exactly. So update just means to make something new again.
That's right. But if you use it with a noun, we tend to use the verb give. So you give it an update.
Right. It's very similar to the word upgrade. And we talked about this word before. Update is usually like, for example, if it's on your computer, you update your system. That's kind of like a small change, but upgrade is a big change to something new.
So you're basically taking it to the next level or grade.
For sure, yeah.
But since he's interested in giving his bathroom an update, Chelsea, the designer, says, "You've come to the right place. Let me show you some designs."
Okay, so designs. This is just like some ideas on paper, what it will look like, right?
That's right. They're basically pictures of the room.
Pictures of the room, yeah. Yeah.
And Carter seems to really like these designs, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he does. He says, "Ooh, I love the sink and the tiles in those shower rooms." So, sink.
So a sink, basically, it's where you wash your hands.
Yeah, where you wash your hands. It could be in your bathroom or it could be a kitchen sink.
Basically, just where you wash your hands.
Yeah, I like to put my dirty dishes in the sink and leave them there for a while.
Yeah, that they tend to pile up in there, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So what about tiles?
Okay, so tiles are the little square pieces on your floor or in the shower.
Right, yeah, they're always cold, right?
They're usually cold, yes.
Yeah, they feel cold anyway.
Yeah, they can be a lot of different colors though as well.
Yeah, for sure. So shower rooms, a shower room?
Yeah, it seems a little bit weird, but it actually is just the kind of box.
Yeah.
Basically the glass box that you shower in.
Yeah. It's a little room. You open the door, you go in, you have a shower, and then you come out.
Exactly. Yeah. And in addition to the shower room, he really likes that there is a separate bathtub and marble floors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a separate bathtub from the shower?
Yeah, so some showers are kind of combined with the bathtub.
Yeah,
right?
It's like a bathtub shower. So it's a big, so you can like lay down, have a bath, but there's also a shower head so you can stand up and have a shower.
Exactly. So you can have the best of both worlds in that case.
Best of both worlds, yeah.
But here it is separate. So there's a shower room and there is a bathtub.
Yeah, okay. So my mom and dad's house, they have a separate bathtub and shower like this. It's very nice.
Yeah, it's usually a little bit fancier.
Yeah, just like marble floors.
So marble floors, this is kind of the really nice, hard material
that you find
on the floor.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's like a hard rock and it has lines and it's shiny. You see it if you go to like the king's house or some really fancy rich person's house, usually on the floor.
Yeah, occasionally on the counter too.
Marble counters. Yeah, if you have a lot of money, you can have a marble countertop in your kitchen as well. Or statues, right?
That's true. Always marble statues.
Yeah.
And they're great as counters and floors, but my only problem is that it's so hard that whenever I drop anything on it, it just breaks.
It breaks, yeah. But marble floors also show that you like luxury, right?
That's right, luxury. So luxury kind of means this kind of lifestyle that is very kind of perhaps full of money, expensive, and just beautiful looking.
Yeah, for sure. Like I checked recently the most expensive hotel in the world. It's in Dubai, and it's so luxurious that one night in this hotel, the cheapest room was $4,000.
That is insane.
The cheapest room. It was.
Wow.
It's full of luxury.
Yeah. Well, hopefully one day I'll make enough money to have a visit.
I think I never will. So what about this next word that Chelsea says? We also have jacuzzis.
Jacuzzis. I love jacuzzis. So these are the fancy tubs that have the kind of water spraying out from the side.
Yeah.
Kind of like some jet action.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, they're also called hot tubs. Jacuzzi was just the company name and now everyone just says jacuzzi. But yeah, you can also say hot tub.
That's right. So this is just another example of when we use the brand name for a common object.
Right, for sure.
Okay, and Carter says, "Oh, I definitely like luxury, but my place is a little cramped."
Right, so cramped here means you don't have enough space. It's very tight, right?
Yeah, and sometimes like you feel like it's a little bit too crowded.
Mm-hmm, yeah, too crowded. Like I used to live in a very small apartment when I lived in Korea. and I felt very cramped. So I had to go out a lot to feel like kind of, oh, I can breathe.
Yeah, and you might feel a little bit cramped when you're on the bus at a busy time.
For sure, for sure. So because he feels cramped, he may need some space-saving designs.
So space-saving designs, these basically just save space.
Mm-hmm.
They allow you to have more room because the objects are small.
Right. And it, yeah, so it saves space. And we use it like this as an adjective with a little hyphen, that little line between the two words. What's an example of a space-saving design in a house? What do you think?
Well, I've actually heard about a lot of different designs in Hong Kong.
Okay, yeah.
And so they can actually, like, you know, hide the beds.
Yeah, yeah, a folding bed. It folds up into the wall, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So for him, Carter, these space-saving designs are probably a safer choice.
That's right. So a safer choice is basically a choice that will lead to less problems or regret.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Like wearing a helmet when you ride a bike. That's a safer choice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Another type of safer choice is when you're eating out and you decide to choose what you've already tried because you know that you like it.
Right, yeah. So it's not always just danger or safe. It's just about some choice that you know will be good.
That's right.
Okay, so Chelsea hears that he wants the safer choice. So she says, in that case, I suggest you go with an automated Japanese toilet seat.
So when you go with something, does it mean that you're walking away with it?
No, I hope not. Not until he pays for it. No, it just means you choose something after sort of thinking about it for a while.
And it basically can be used for anything. So mm-hmm. I can use it at the restaurant, like I'll go with a burger and fries,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I can even talk about classes. So yeah. I might ask my friend, what class did you go with?
Yeah, yeah. My friend and I were choosing, you know, which place to go, Paris or London, and we went with Paris.
I really liked Paris.
Yeah, me too.
That's a good, safe choice, I'd say.
Yeah, for sure. So what about this next word, automated? Because it looks a lot like the word automatic.
It does, because it has the same base word or root word, auto.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the difference?
So the difference is that automated is usually used to refer to machines because they're programmed to do a certain job.
Right. So an automated thing is something where the human doesn't have to do anything. It's like a robot, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So these Japanese toilet seats, maybe you've seen them. They're like computers, right?
That's right. They're all electronic.
Yeah, there's all these like things that it has. You press a button and the seat gets warm. It has so many of these awesome features.
Yeah, so these features are just different things that the toilet seat can do.
Right, yeah, it's like an important part, a function that this thing does. Like the new iPhone X, its big feature was it can scan or read your face to unlock the phone.
That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, but I heard the feature sometimes doesn't work very well.
Oh, well then, yeah. I also heard that Huawei also has a new feature with its phone. It has several cameras so that it can take better pictures in the dark.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So what are the features of this toilet?
It's got a bidet,
mm-hmm.
heated seats, and a noisemaker.
Okay, oh, wait. So let's start at this word. It looks like bidet. But no, it's...
Yeah, no, it has a silent T because it's French.
Yeah, it's a French word. It's a French thing. So this is spelt B-I-D-E-T, but it's pronounced bidet. Now, we don't want to go into the details of what this thing does, but basically it washes your lower body, right?
That's right.
Okay. So what about heated seats?
Heated seats are basically seats that heat up or become warm.
Exactly. And I've tried this and it's very, very nice.
Yeah, you can also see like heated seats a lot in cars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Heated seats in cars. Yeah, and what about noise makers?
So this is kind of an interesting and, sort of weird feature for me.
Hmm.
It actually makes noise. It's kind of a sound feature.
Mm-hmm. So you'd have this in a place like a public bathroom where other people can hear you or listen. So I don't know, if you're feeling sick and you're going to the bathroom, then maybe you want just some noise so people can't hear you.
Exactly. It gives you a little privacy.
Privacy, for sure.
And when Carter asks why there is a noisemaker, Chelsea says, oh, that's for if you have trouble going.
Going, yeah. So going to the bathroom, right?
Exactly. So right. For a lot of us, we don't really want to talk about our bodies. So we tend to just say going.
Right, yeah. It's a little embarrassing maybe to just talk about this with somebody that you don't know, a stranger, right?
That's right. But you might hear this expression maybe if you're on a road trip and maybe the kid has been in the car for a really long time. So he might suddenly say, I gotta go.
I gotta go. That means go to the bathroom. So Carter, it seems like he doesn't really need that, but he likes everything else. So then he says, I'll take it.
So when you want to buy something, you can just say, I'll take it.
Yeah, it's kind of like you made your decision in the same moment, and it's kind of like a happy, exciting way to say, I choose this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll take it.
And at the end here, Chelsea just kind of says, great choice. Once you've tried it, you can't live without it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you try it once, you must have it.
That's right.
Well, I know one thing I must have is another listen to the dialogue.
Sounds good to me. So, Carter, I heard that you were interested in redoing your bathroom.
That's right. My guest bathroom is a little outdated, so I'd like to give it an update.
You've come to the right place. Let me show you some designs.
Ooh, I love the sink and the tiles in those shower rooms. I also like that there's a separate bathtub and marble floors.
It is nice, isn't it? But if you like luxury, we also have jacuzzis.
Oh, I definitely like luxury, but my place is a little cramped, so space-saving designs are probably a safer choice.
In that case, I suggest you go with an automated Japanese toilet seat.
Wow, it has so many features. It's got a bidet, heated seats, and a noisemaker?
Yeah, that's for if you have trouble going.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I need that, but I like everything else, so I'll take it.
Great choice. Once you've tried it, you can't live without it.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue again. Yeah, Lisa and I were talking a little bit about these Japanese toilet seats, or Japanese toilets, right? And you tried them when you went to Japan?
I did. They were super nice, and I was surprised to find them everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. I think they're great. I know they're obviously very expensive, but I think that every public bathroom, every bathroom in Canada and the USA, they should be updated with one of these fancy Japanese toilets because they are wonderful.
I agree. And it's much cleaner. And you know what? Heated seats are always nice.
For sure, for sure. What about you guys? Have you ever redone your bathroom or updated it or any other room in your house, like your kitchen or other places?
Let us know and tell us what your favorite room is and what kind of designs that you like.
For sure. So we'll look forward to that and we'll talk to you later.
Yep. See you then.
When I saw you, everyone knew I liked you.